The deployment officially began a little over 2 weeks ago with a send-off ceremony on Fort Wainwright that included the 9th Army Band and speeches by senior leaders with the 1st Striker Brigade Combat Team and U.S. Army Alaska. By the end of this month, more than half of the strikers assigned to Wainwright will be in Iraq.
The deployments are ongoing right now, so we're well over halfway pushing soldiers out.
Lieutenant Colonel Drew Lynch is the brigade's Task Force Reserve Commander. He's helping coordinate the movement of the 7 striker battalions, which include cavalry, infantry, field artillery, and engineer units. He says the soldiers fly out of Fairbanks on Army-contracted commercial airliners, but most of their gear is transported by multiple surface transportation modes, initially via the Alaska Railroad to the port of Anchorage.
Most of that goes by rail down to the port and then out by boat. So at any point in time, that equipment would be on either a train, a boat, or even trucks. And there's a small element of equipment that is also flown directly from here into theater.
Lynch says this deployment will not, however, include their iconic 8-wheeled Striker vehicles, which can often be seen moving between training ranges around the interior.
The nature of the mission, which is a train, advise, assist with our partner nations and our partner forces, the Striker platforms aren't needed for that mission.
Lynch says the Striker soldiers are part of a joint task force that will mainly be helping train Iraqi troops, law enforcement officers, and others who maintain security in the war-torn nation.
What you see is our leaders and our soldiers over there working side by side to enable those forces to execute and establish security and then to grow that capacity over time.
But Lynch says that doesn't mean this deployment won't be dangerous. He says U.S. military personnel face risk operating in many places around Iraq and elsewhere in the region, which falls under the purview of the U.S. Central Command, or CENTCOM.
Any deployment, especially to a CENTCOM region, has inherent dangers and inherent risk. But we found through time that unless we do this by, with, and through our partner nations, then there's always risk that they don't grow the capacity and then we end up going back in the future.
This is the Striker Brigade's 3rd deployment to Iraq, this time in support of what the Pentagon calls Operation Inherent Resolve. It follows earlier missions there in 2005 and 2008. The Strikers also deployed to Afghanistan in 2011. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.